I'm a one doctor.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome again. You're with Reverend Dr. Floyd D. Harris Jr. Reverend Dr. Floyd D. Harris Jr. from the West Coast. Also, Dr. Gene Kennedy from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy to be on the show again today. I forgot to mention to everyone the other day that we have a new black radio show here in Fresno. It's 103.3 FM. We have different shows, different DJs, different folks with different shows that come on. My show is called Our Perspective. Our Perspective. Myself, Lady J, and Sister April. We have our show from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. 12 noon to 2 o'clock on Saturdays. And so we're just throwing it down. You can also go to my Facebook. I also record the shows that we do there at the studio. And we also live stream the shows also, so that, you know, many people across the country could, you know, see the good work that we're doing here in Fresno. And so it's 103.3 FM on your FM dial, 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock. It's called Our Perspective, Our Perspective. And so we'll be having some good topics. We invite community members in, activists in, to kind of get their perspective. Our show is called Our Perspective, which means that, you know, you don't have to really agree to what we're talking about, but it's just our perspective. And so tune in this Saturday. We'll be soon having where you can call in to the shows and you know, give your opinion and your advice. But anyway, we were supposed to have one of our good friend of mine, Mr. Darren Miller, who was going to be with us today, but we're going to schedule him for next Tuesday. He is a school administrator, been in education for quite some time. And so we just want to go ahead and put him in for next Tuesday. And so we just want to give some shout outs to some different people across the country. I'd like to give a shout out to Uncle Bobby in Oakland, California, the Oscar Grant Foundation. Also, shout out to Sister Cindy up in Vallejo. I want to give a shout out to Reverend Pinckney, who is a political prisoner in the state of Michigan, and also a shout out to his wife. I'm going to be reaching out to Reverend Pinckney's wife to see if she would be able to come on our show. Her and her husband was able to come to Fresno and tour California. And so, unfortunately, Reverend Pinckney, you can Google him, Reverend Pinckney. He is a freedom fighter in the state of Michigan. And unfortunately, he's been falsely arrested. And so we're praying that a legal team or someone can work real swiftly to try to get him out of the prison system. And so and then I'm going to talk to his wife, see if we can get his wife to come on our show and maybe to kind of update us on what's, you know, from her perspective of what's going on with her husband. I know she's really concerned about her husband in prison as a political prisoner. But, you know, those are the risks that we take as activists, as freedom fighters. It's always that 1% out of 100 that we may get arrested, we may get prosecuted, or we may lose our life. You know, so that's why you always hear me say all the time that we do heavy lifting. And as I tell people, if you want real change here in America, you have to be willing to die for it. Because dying is the ultimate, I feel, sacrifice, but we're at the crossroads right now where it's do or die. And so if you used to research the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California, they had the same motto. If you look at Malcolm X and even Dr. King, you know, I mean, Coretta King had to know one day that she may receive that phone call that Dr. King may not be coming back home because he's been assassinated. And so those are the things, the risks that we take as freedom fighters. Even myself, I've been falsely arrested here in Fresno by our local government. But, you know, like I said, I speak for the people. I'm the people's preacher here. I don't sell out. I can't sell out. There's no clearance tag on me, and I'm free. Many of our preachers here locally have sold out, have compromised their position for different reasons. But I can say for myself, for 27 years that I've been on the battlefield here in Fresno and across the country, I have not sold our community out, not one time. And so, you know, that's something to be thankful for. Many people, many pastors can't say that here in America, that they have not sold out their community. And so I love my community. And if you love something, you're going to take care of it, which I do. I'm kind of like 911 when something happens in our community. You know, people are calling me all times of the night, letting me know what's going on here in our community. So for those, you know, activists and those who's coming through the ranks, young activists right now, that's a decision that you're going to have to decide. You know, are you going to take it all away? Or are you going to compromise your principles when the system tries to come and get you to stand with them? And so, but anyway, you know, we're here again with Real Talk with the number one doctors here in Fresno, California. Yesterday, we were kind of talking about here in Fresno in regards to why Fresno Unified will just refuse to hire black male principals here in the city. We have the third largest school district here in the state of California, and we have no black male principals anywhere. And so, you know, I ask our listening audience, you know, is that by design? Is that intentionally? Is it a situation where you know, power structure feels that, you know, maybe it's not important to not have a black principal here in this city? From my standpoint as a, you know, civil rights leader here in Fresno, I think it's very important that we have representation from all aspects of our community. I mean, I don't see why it's important that we have all other ethnic from an administrative principal standpoint, but we, as black people here, we're not worthy to have a black male principal. Well, you know, I'll ask the question, what does that do to the mind of a child who don't see anyone in a leadership capacity? Does that make them feel awkward? Does that make them feel that, you know, my people are not good enough to make decisions? Does it do some type of psychological have an effect on our children or our babies here in regards to no leadership from the male perspective? But yet, you know, when our babies look on TV, you know, they're seeing our black males being arrested. They see our black males, you know, shooting each other. So why is it that it's not important for Fresno, not to have a black male principal? I mean, it just amazes me that I can sit in this city for 45 years, and we used to, when I was coming up, we used to have many, many principals. I mean, I think it was up to maybe like 15. We had some in grammar school, high school, but now 2016, we have nada. We have nothing. And so we're gonna dissect this onion. We're gonna peel it off one layer at a time. And that's why I was saying earlier that we're gonna have Mr. Darren Miller, who is a school administrator here in Fresno. He has worked for different school districts here. I will be getting his bio information and making sure that we put it up on the list on our screen so that you can be able to see who he is, read who he is, do your own research, and we'll post a couple of pictures or something up to that nature. But nevertheless, you know, he himself, you know, he's been in a lawsuit with, I believe it was Madera Unified, and he said that they discriminated against him. And so I don't know if he's still in court with the school district, but I do know that he had hired an attorney to address the behavior of the Madera Unified School District. Don't know the case in particular. Maybe when he comes on the air next Tuesday, maybe he can give us some insight on where that is and from his perspective, where are we at right now at the, from a black race standpoint for his education right now? And is it or is it not important to have black male principals from the elementary to high school to grammar school? Is it or is it not important that we have a black male principal for the Unified? If it is important, why? If it's not important, why? And, you know, I just may send an invite to Superintendent Hansen at Fresno Unified and maybe ask him, will he come on our show? He goes on a Ray Appleton show and different shows, or maybe some board members. Maybe we can call some board members and have them come on and give their perspective in regards to why they feel or have not advocated for any black male principals here in Fresno Unified. I think it's very important that a school has the makeup of the children that are there. And if the school do not have the makeup of the children, then I think that school or school district is doing a disservice to not just that one ethnic, but they're doing a disservice to the community. Because again, it takes a village to raise a child. And so that's what we want. You know, we want all races of people to be involved in the public education school system here. in Fresno, as well as across the country, you know. But at any rate, we want to have that good discussion next week, Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And I will be posting that information up about Mr. Miller, possibly his bio and a few pictures, as I said earlier. And so that he can come on and, you know, kind of just, you know, we can kick back, you know, and grab some Kool-Aid or soda pop or something, or some popcorn, and just listen to a man who has really been around, you know, been around the education realm. And so I'm looking forward to having him on the show. And so at any rate, you know, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Just want to let everybody know that we will be on the air next Tuesday with Mr. Darren Miller, administrator here in Fresno, California. And so we're going to go ahead and say good night. We hope everyone have a good night here on this Tuesday night, October 4th. And so we'll talk with the number one doctor. Bob Marley says, one love. We got to do it in love.